Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Band, and welcome to the CMEA Band and Orchestra Festival here at Castro Valley High School. My name is Michael Boitz, and I'm very honored to be one of your adjudicators this morning at the festival. Your conductor has a wonderful program selected for you. It's a pretty rich program, lots of music for everybody to play. And it looks like we're almost ready to go. We're a little behind schedule. So my apologies to... Whenever you're ready, Mr. Conway.
We now welcome the Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Band from Fremont, California, directed by Greg Conway and Phil Flaherty, to the CMEA Band and Orchestra Festival. They will be performing A Little French Suite by Pierre Laplante, Air for Band by Frank Erickson, and Psalm by William Hines.
All right, here we go with the Pierre Laplante to begin with. Nice contrast from the opening the second time through. I wouldn't mind hearing more French horn at 5 to 10. Nice job, trumpets and woodwinds, as you call and respond to one another. So there's a nice rhythmic discipline through that section. I think the piano dynamic can be even a little bit softer, a little more powerful in terms of the soft dynamic. Yeah, nice distinction of articulation for the to make that dance come alive from legato staccato at 4:40. Nice crescendo percussion leading into this section. Great work, trumpets. Yeah, so a little bit of rhythmic precision struggle as we transition from the trumpet to the rest of the ensemble before 55. Let's keep the eyes up on the conductor. Yeah, great bass drum on the and of two. Very well done. I wonder if at 65 that we can make that even a more robust conclusion by starting 2 before 55 a little bit softer. So something harmonically needs, or dynamically rather, needs to change with the harmony at 5 when the soloist comes in. So we start out at a piano dynamic. It's kind of creativity by poverty. There's not something written for you, but knowing that that soloist comes in, we have to respond to allow that flute solo to be played with a little bit more ease. She sounds fantastic, but it's she's having to work too hard is what I'm trying to say. Nice precision with a glockenspiel. More shape as we play the long held dotted half notes before 30, after 30, can we give some kind of growth to those? Long notes need to do one of two things. They're either getting louder or they're getting softer. Most of the time we want to give them growth in the band setting because they're going to naturally decay simply because of physiologically how we're built. So if you think of slight crescendo on each one of those, that would even create more presence to the melody. Mm-hmm. think we can be a lot softer, and that's a piano. So. Yeah, so there was a really nice release in the low voices, but I'm watching all kinds of people who don't play that last note sort of whip the instrument down, and that's a visual and almost an oral distraction as you complete that first movement. So everybody needs to freeze. It's a soft dynamic, a fermata. There's a character that needs to be present aurally and visually. So the dance is handled well leading up to the spot. I just think the piano dynamic can be much softer without losing time. Ah, nice, low voices. Good for you, low reeds, low brass. Ah, let's let that speak with more ease. And are we gonna play that as a gliss? Or yes or no? Make a decision one way or the other. Each time you have the triplet eighth notes, the three eighth notes, snare and woodwinds, bring those out. These are complex harmonies, so you're struggling with the tonality of them just a little bit, and it's understandably why. Bum 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 beam bum. Think of those two eighth notes. Bum 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 beam bum 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 beam bum. So you're playing the silence, the two eighth notes in between. Again, my takeaway from this is the softer end of the spectrum can be exercised even more. Be really careful. Each of the movements of that, I'm sort of watching instruments come down too soon. After your conductor's hands are frozen, but you're sort of ripping the instruments down too quickly. You've got to keep in mind that you want to be dedicated to the composer's intentions at the beginning, at the end, and throughout the piece. Breathe to play that attack together. Your conductor's so clear, you have to just get your eyes on him. Yeah, lean into that suspension even more. When you arrive at the dotted half note, can you back off a measure four so we can hear the moving eighth notes on beat two and measure four? Yeah, I like how you stretched that. That was very tasteful, seven and eight. Again, lean into that suspension more. Maybe you can, I see your conductor's trying to hang on to it longer, so maybe we want to consider writing a tenuto in on the suspensions. Bring those moving eighth notes out more as you descend before 15. Crescendo poco a poco, more each. Watch each other, folks, between the altos and the horns and the trombones. We can play more together. Did we really arrive at 23 is my question for you. So did we poco a poco, and did 23 have presence? compared to now. It's too similar in my opinion. So I think again the contrast between the biggest arrival, biggest dynamic in like here for instance needs to be greater. And I would always exaggerate the softer end of the spectrum. Plays much softer. Very, very exquisite in terms of the time that you're taking here. So 39 and 40 needs to do something. It can't remain stagnant. Careful, slam the fingers so we don't let the blip get in the way. Somebody's having trouble with the octave key, I think. Underneath the trills, the last three bars, it says fortissimo, right? That's great, but fortissimo relative to the moving lines and the tenor sax, the horns and the trombone and the euphonium. So three from the end, as we play, as we hear those moving eighth notes being played, third to the end, second to the end, wait for the trill to get louder so that you can hear those. So my big takeaway on that piece, the slow music, is that you're so well trained technically that I think you're capable of getting more contrast out of the softer dynamics of that. And right now, everything is very, very safe. Nothing sounds bad. But I think there's a lot more music in there. There's a lot more contrast between fortissimo, pianissimo. I think when you've got suspensions, that's where we want to lean into the dissonance before we arrive at the consonants, and that's slow music. Nice controlled tempo. Great pitch control up there, clarinets. Softer, everybody else behind the trumpet. It was a really nice work, nice solo with the trumpet section, but again, that's the same thing I'm saying with the previous piece. We have to be sensitive to one another in the softer dynamic. You're making your solos work a little bit too hard. Thank you. more crash cymbal when you arrive. Transition into the faster tempo, folks. So I'm wondering if I'm hearing the bongos, or is somebody playing those or not? That's a big solo for the percussion through that last section. I hear the snare drum, great. Diminuendo on a 65. Again, bongo must be missing. Is that really a piano dynamic when you start out? Yeah, very exciting here with everybody joining the party section, 97. Good handling of the tonality change, by the way. At 105. They're bringing that out just a little bit more. Yeah, that was well prepared. Dynamic as you crescendo through. I wouldn't mind hearing more of the running eighth notes in the woodwinds. Treated the last two bars. All right. Good. Thank you for your attention to how you're acknowledging the audience's acknowledgement. So the big takeaway from this ensemble is this. You're so well prepared technically that when the audience hears you, and when, especially when we as adjudicators are looking at the score, we're seeing everything that's written on that page. And so your ability to bring it to the most musical level, I think, is the next step for the ensemble. I would say anything that's written at a piano dynamic can be treated with a little bit more energy. Not energy meaning play it louder, energy meaning play it softer, right? Sometimes there are times when the soloist has to work a little bit too hard. Air for Band, for example, each time we have the piano dynamic, I feel like I want it to be a little bit more, not necessarily misterioso, but sort of like almost lullaby style, right? But when you lean into the suspensions, then you can bring that out and you can hang on to those, you know, hang on to those longer. The fast music, this last piece, it's so easy for music to become monotone in nature, and it becomes like a really boring teacher. And it doesn't matter if, you know, if a group is playing fortissimo, but if they play fortissimo the whole time, we sort of become numb to that as an audience member. If a group is playing mezzo piano the whole time, we sort of become numb to that as an audience. You're very safe, I would say, musically, right in the middle of the dynamic spectrum. And I would say that you can take more musical risks on the fortissimos and put more energy into getting the softers to play softer. You're getting every all the instruction from the podium from your conductor. It's just a matter of everybody on stage committing to it and committing to what he's giving you visually. On a side note, I want to let you know, in terms of the ensemble deportment and discipline, be careful when you've got rests in the music. Right in the front row, there was a young man who was sort of had his chin on his hand and his elbow on his knee, sort of, you know, as if you're sitting on the sofa in the living room. You have to be really, really careful because you may have rehearsed this in the band room and, you know, you're kind of used to what you're hearing. But when you're on stage performing, whether you're playing the music or not, you are always performing. So your visual presence becomes as important to an audience member as the aural presence. How do you look when you're playing, as I say, an arrest is an active part of the music. Not a time for us to sort of lounge around. So make sure that you're not allowing yourself to become lacking in discipline as far as that goes. You have a great director, great instruction from the podium. I hope my comments have been helpful, and I hope I get to hear you again in the near future.